Okay, guys, this is Tuesday night, and it's time to get started on our lesson again, okay? We're going to talk about the numeric systems that are used in networking, and then we're also going to talk about subnetting, as well as the numeric systems, subnetting. So, there we go. These are the decimal, this is a binary hexadecimal table. These are the different numbering systems we use when we're networking. For example, here is decimal, binary, and hexadecimal. The decimal and the binary we use binary quite a bit, and when we're talking about subnetting, that's what we use, especially with, this is for IP version 4. Hexadecimal is used with IP version 6, and that's what we're gonna go over on Thursday. We're gonna go over IP version 6. And so I'm going to introduce hexadecimal to you now if you don't understand it. So just to refresh again, remember that your keyboard has 120 some characters on it. Each one of those have an binary code, because this A doesn't mean anything to a computer. That the computer understands this, but it does not understand letters and words. So we know that the capital A is it's 65. In decimal, in binary, it's 01000001. Every time you, when you attach the letter A on your keyboard, this is what actually goes into the computer. Not A, but this binary number, this binary code. That's for the capital A, 65. For capital B, it'd be 64, and 4, it'd be 68. That'd be for a capital B. So every character on your keyboard has a symbol that's associated with it. And these are the different definitions. We're way off the charts now. We've terabytes when they put this thing together, but now we're way off the charts with IPv6, where we're into the quadricillions. So, normally we use the word terabyte for that. It tells you how many. This is a definition of a terabyte. It's a trillion or eight trillion bits and 1 trillion bytes. A byte is 8 bits. So it'd be 8 times that for the bytes. And a kilobyte, megabyte, gigabyte. I'm sure you're familiar with that. Here's a base 10 numbering system, and it had 10 values. It's 1, 10, 100, and 1,000. Here's a two-base numbering system. It goes 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 5, 12, 10, 24, etc. It always increases by twos. Now, sometimes you may be in a situation where you have to convert a decimal number, to a binary number. The way to do that, I'll go over it very quick. There's many different ways to do it, and I think the curriculum shows you a different way that I'm going to show you. If you have the letter 192 and you want to make it into binary, you take it and divide by 2, because we're in a binary math. So 10 divided by 2 is 96, and it has no remainder. You put the no remainder over there. Now you take that 96, divide that by 2, it gives you 48, still no remainder. Then the 48 divided by 2, it gives you 24, no remainder, and so forth down the line. You get the 6 divided by 2. 6 comes, right? 6 divided by 2 is 3, still no remainder. Now 3 divided by 2, it goes in there one time and it has 1 left over. And then we can't divide 1 by 2, so we just bring the 1 over, and then you read it backwards. 1100000. That is what 192 is. The one in the 128 spot, and a one in the 64 spot, and it's 192. It makes sense, guys. Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And this is, if you want to change binary to decimal, you just put a one in whatever spot it is. I told you to copy this like at your screen, and you just go a one in whatever spot it's in. That's what this would. What's the result of this one? It's 255. All the dotted decimal notation, it means that you have a number and a dot and a number and a dot, number and a dot. And that's dotted decimal notation. There are 8 bits in each of these. I'm just reviewing this. I'm sure you know that. There's 8 bits in each of those. Now, what we've been doing so far is a thing called classful addressing. Classful addressing. We're addressing by classes. And there are 5 classes of addresses. We're focusing on the first 3, A, B, and C. A class A network, and you need to know this instinctively, has the first octet is for the network, and then the 24 bits are for the host addresses. In a class B, the first 2 octets are for the network, and the last 2 octets are for the host. And in a class 3, you got 3 of them and 8 bits for the host. There's another way you could write it. We could write this /8. We could write this /16, because there's 8 and 8. And we could slap just 24. That's another way to express it. And the router, if you're programming a router, will take it either way. So instead of saying, if we want to put the subnet mask, normally here we'd say 255.0.0.0. Here would be 255.255.0.0, and that's /16. I think you get the idea here. That's called classful addressing. Now, and this is just explaining what I just explained to you previously. And this shows you kind of breakdown of this way it goes. You have a network host, and a class A address. A class A address has goes from 1, the first octet, the very first octet. Remember, you got 4, 1, dot, another one, dot, another one, dot, another one. So the first one, it goes from 1 to 126. If this first octet is 1 to 126, it's a class A address. If it goes from a class B address, it goes from 128 to 191. So in here, it'd be 128 to 191. If it falls in that number, it's a class B. And if it's 192 to 223, it's a class C address right here. A curious thing is, you think this is one, you think this would go to 127, it would seem, because this one starts at 128. The reason 127 is not used, because remember we talked, excuse me, messed up there. 127 is a loopback address. Right, so you can ping that address, and so that's why it's a that's why they don't use 127, because that's a loopback or a ping address. And it shows you what the IP address, how they work. This is for example, this is a class A address, and this is the network. The 126 is here. You got a 1 in each one of those slots, except for the 128. That equals 126. And a class B, it would be 171, and a class C. This is something you really should copy down with a piece, get a piece of paper and write this down, because you need to, when you start subnetting and when you're doing exams and things, you need to be able to look at an address right away. 191.16.8.0. Well, is that A, B, or C? You need to know right away. And you know, because this falls and this is a 191, you know that it's going to fall where? It's going to fall here into a class B address. It's a class B address. The reason that's important, because when you, once you know it's a class B address, you know that you have network, and then you're going to have 16 bits for the host addresses. And you need to know what addresses you're going to use to subnet. So you need to be able to tell right away. So write this down if you haven't written it down, and go back and look at the curriculum and write it down if you can. You want to know these here, and you want to know if they're A, B, or C. That's what you need to know. Now here's a network of 201.20.20.0. How many networks do we have here? We actually have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 networks here. The space between 2 routers is also a separate network, and we have 5 of them. So now if we're going to subnet this, that's the first thing we need to know, is how many networks do you need? So I have one address, 201.20.20.0, and I did turn that into 5 different networks. It's only one network now. That's what subnetting is about. We take this and we can break it down and break it into 5 addresses instead of one address. So you always want to use your hands. Remember how we say, how many networks we need? We need 5 networks. So you start counting and you use your fingers. 2, is that okay? No, that's not enough. 4, that's not enough. 8. So 2, 4, 8, we're going to have to borrow 3 bits, and that's going to give us 8 subnets, 8, 2, 4, 8. That's the first thing you decide. Now, when that's finished, when you finally know that you're going to have 8 subnets, how many computers are you going to have on each one of those subnets? You look up here and start counting 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. We're going to have 32 computers on each one of those 8 networks. And you can use your fingers to count as I have suggested you do. Okay. You always have to, as a rule, you always have to borrow 2 more than you need. If you have 5 networks, you really have to have 2 more than 5 because you need to have one address for the overall network address and one address for the broadcast address. So you always need, it's always 32 minus 2. That's how many computers you're going to have on the network. Now let's look at this address. How would we subnet this address? 201.20.20.0. Remember, I'm going to have 8 subnets and 32 addresses on each one of them. Well, the first subnet would be 201.20.20.0. And the host addresses, the computer addresses that you'll be able to assign IP addresses to, goes from 201.20.20.1 to 201.20.20.30. Remember, there's 32 overall. And then the last, the broadcast address will be 201.20.20.31. That will be the broadcast address. And if you go back over and look at your network, there's 5 networks. So this one network is going to have a space on here for 32. You're going to have 31 devices you'll be able to number here. So it goes up to 31. Now, where's the next subnet? That's the first subnet. Here's the next subnet. This is what it looks like. The next one will be 201.20.20.32. We ended it with 31. So the next one on this table is going to be 32. This is the subnet address. This goes on when you're doing the network. It covers only the network address. You can't assign these addresses over these subnet addresses. You cannot assign them to devices like computers or printers. Only these numbers can go to computers or printers. And this is used for broadcast. So the next one is, we ended up with 31. So this one starts with 32. And then it goes, how many do we have on each one? Remember, we had how many? 5? 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. There's 32 addresses. So here, this is 32 because 0 is a number and 31 is the ender. So this total thing is 32 addresses here. One is for the network, one is for the broadcast. You got 32 addresses here also. We're just dividing it up different now. But this time we started with 32 and we ended up with 63. And so from 33 to 62 can be assigned to computers or printers. The next subnet will be 201.20.20.64, and it goes from 65 to 94. Is this making clear? Is this making sense? I can't hear you.
It's making clear. Yes, it's clear.
Okay. And then, of course, we're down how many networks we got now? 1, 2, 3, 4. On the fourth network, it's 96. Each one of these has 32 addresses in it. But remember, one of the addresses is for here, one is for here. So that leaves you with actually 30 addresses you can have here. 201.20.128, 191. It's all the way down to 223. And then here we go. So we're at the end. All we've done is taken up that last octet, that last 8 bits. Originally, it was all that 8 bits was devoted to host addresses. We borrowed 3 of those bits and put them over on the network part. And then we took the other 5 bits over here and divided. You're just dividing up that last octet a different way. So when you get to 201.20.20.24, right, because we ended up with 23 here, then it goes 25 to 254, and then finally 255. When you get there, you're at the end because we've taken this one last octet and we went from 0 all the way to 255. And that's how many, if you count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, add those all up, the different combinations, you can have 255 different combinations of those 8 bits. That's why it's like that. So that's how your network is set up. If something is not clear, just pipe up and ask the question, okay? Now here's our network 201.20.0, and you want to subnet with the least amount of borrow bits. You want to borrow as few bits as possible. So here 201.20.20.0. Remember we had over here this network on the other side, it was 32, right? So now I got 32 is going to be the first network. 64 will be the next one. 96, 128, and 160. These are the network addresses. You can't give them to any, you can't assign them to any device. The overall network address. And then in this case, it's the network address is 32. So I want to start labeling. So I make this 201.20.20.1. Usually give the first port on the router gets number one. Then it should be number two and number three. 201.20.20 number two, 201.20.23. And then you've got plenty of other addresses for other devices. In this case, we only need two addresses. This would be 64 as a network address. You'd label this port 201.20.20.65, 201.20.20.66 for this port on this router. And then do the same thing for each of those subnets. 201.20.20.0. Now, one of the things you have to do is you have to know what is the subnet mask, and we're going to get into that in a minute. I'll explain to you how you calculate the subnet mask. It's 224. Why is it 224? It's because we borrowed 3 bits, 1, 2, 3. That means you're taking 128, 64, and 32 equal 224. How do I know that? Because it's we borrowed 3 bits and you add them up and it gives you the subnet mask, 224. When you're doing classful subnetting, like subnetting by classes A, B, and C, the subnet mask will always be the same for each one. This thing's in my way here, so I can't really show you, but it's 224 down here, 224. And the subnet mask will always be 255, 255, 255, 224. In classful addressing, every one of these networks gets the same subnet mask. And what does that do? It tells the router what the IP address is, as opposed to the host address. With each network, the first and last address cannot be assigned to host. I'm being repetitive, I know, and redundant, but I'd want to get this into your head, okay? These are network addressed and broadcast separately, and this is the way the network looks. So in this case, we have a 210.15.15.0. So 210.15.15.1 will go here, 210.15.15.2.3, and as many other devices. 210.15.50.255 is a broadcast address for that network. That's all Class C networking. We're doing Class C because in this, we're doing network, 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 and host. We're dealing with kind of small numbers here. We only have the 8 bits in the host part to deal with now. But now we're going to start dealing with a Class B address is different. In a Class B address, it's network, network, host, host. So now you've got 24 bits of addresses you've got to deal with. You're dealing with bigger numbers is really what you're doing. And you have to use this technique for dealing with the bigger numbers. So that's what Class B subnetting is about, and that's what we're going to cover now. Let's say you have an address of 185.15.0.0. You need 250 networks, and you need 250 hosts on each network, right? You have to have space for 250 computers or printers on one network, on each network, and you need 250 of those networks. Well, it's pretty simple. You got 8 bits here, 8 bits here. These, we just have to borrow 8 bits. We need to get 250 networks. It goes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256. It's actually, that's where you'll get enough to have 250 networks. You got 256. Now we're going to borrow all 8 of those bits. We have to for subnets. And we're going to make subnets out of these 8 bits. And then these here will be hosts on each subnet. So the first subnet 0 will be 185.15.0.0. And on that address, you're going to have 250 addresses. So actually 255 addresses, 256 addresses actually. So it's going to start right here, 185.00, 01, 2, 3, and then all the way down. This is a mistake here. It's supposed to be a 4. and it'll be another 4 here, and then it'll be 5, and it'll go all the way down to 255. You just keep at the last number, will just change, go from 0 all the way down to 255. Subnet 1, now the next subnet, same thing, 185.15. How do we do that? We have a problem here because you can't write a number bigger than 255 in an octet. So how do you do that? What do you do about the next octet when it comes along? Because here we're going to have 250 of these octets. You simply tick over this third number. The first subnet will make this all ones. 185.15.10. Here it's 185.15.00. Here it's 10. Then it 11, 12, 13, all the way down to 1255. But notice in the next octet, this is a 1. In this case, it's a 0 in this line. The next subnet 2, we'll just start with the 2. All the way down. It goes 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down to 255. The last address that you have will be 185.255.255. When this octet is 255 and that's 255, you're at the end. You see how you account for that? All right, let's look at this in a little more detail. 185.15.00, it's a Class B address. That's what it looks like in binary. You need 60 subnets, so you're going to have to borrow 6 bits, right? You need to get 60, you have to borrow 6. You need 60 subnets, because this is all the, and we know that it's a Class B address, that you have to know that right away. We know that by this number here. So we're going to have to borrow 6 bits here. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, okay? So you're going to borrow 6 bits. That's going to give you 64 subnets. Subnets, not hosts on each subnet, but subnets. To figure out how many hosts, you're going to have to do 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024. I think. Well, so that's the way it's going to be. If you want to click the subnet mask, you have to add these together, 128, 64. See, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Add these 6 together. That gives you 252. That's your subnet mask. The remaining bits are 10, and that will equal 1024. You have 10 bits left over, and that's going to equal 1024. 8 here, 2 here, and if you add a 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, this comes up to 1024 hosts on each one of those networks. And your problem is that with Class B and A networks is you have 1,024 addresses on each subnet, but if you're writing an address down, 215.8, the biggest number you can write here is 255, but that's only 255 addresses. We need 1,024 addresses. There's a little trick here. You can know, how many times does 25 go into 1,000? Or let's go in here about. How about how many times? Goes in here about 4 times, doesn't it? 250, 250, 250, and 250 would be 1,000. So it's about 4 times. So the largest number you can assign to any octet is 255. Now you have an address at 185.15.00. You need 60 subnets. Need 1,000 hosts on this on each of the subnets. Each one of these gets, the first one gets 1,000, the next one gets 1,000, the next one gets 1,000. 1,000 on each one of them. So this is what it looks like in binary, okay? It could be slash 22, 8, 16, and this makes it 22. So subnet 0, now we got a problem because it's bigger, the subnet 0. It's going to go 185.15.00, right? That's 250. That's going to give us 255. Then it'll go one. Then when it finishes 255, it's going to jump over. We can't write a number bigger than 255, so we just change this number. We make the next number a 1. So the third octet becomes a 1 from 0 to 255. Then 2 from 0 to 255. Then 3 from 0 to 255. It's like your speedometer on your car. That's the first subnet. And if you add these up, 255, 255, 255, 255, it's going to be about 1,024. Okay? You can't read that very well, but that's what it is, 1024. Now, what about the next subnet? What's that going to look like? Well, here we've got subnet one. We ended up with three here, right? We're continuing on. We're just dividing up these numbers in this. We're just dividing them up in a different way. So we ended up with three. So this next address would be 185.15.4 from 0 to 255. 185.15.5 from 0 to 255, and 6 and 7. So now there's this subnet 1. We actually have two subnets. One of them is called 0, one is called 1. And on each one of them, we have 1024 addresses on each one of them. And that's the way you express it. You would write it down like in here, it'd be 185.15.5.1, 185.15.5.2, 185.15.5.3, and so, or up to 255 addresses on each one of those. Subnet two, we ended up with 7 over here, guys. So over here, we start with 8 and just go down the line. And then this one ends up with 11, so we end up start with 12 here. And so each subnet is going to, this will keep increasing until this gets to 255. When this third octet gets to 255, you're going to be at the end. So the last address will be, you can't see it behind that little stub there, but it'll be 182.85.15.255.255. When this third octet here becomes 255, and then the last number here becomes 255, you're at the very end. You have an address of 185.15.0.0. You need 30 subnets. You need 2,000 hosts on each one. Whoa, 2,000. Remember I explained to you before, I told you what's 1,000 divided by 25? Well, you know that if you've got 1,000 subnets, you're going to have, if you have 1,000 hosts, you know that it's going to be divided 4 times, because into 255 goes into 1,000 about 4 times. 255 goes into 100. 25 goes into 100 about 4 times. Excuse me, not 5, 4 times. So over here with our address 185, we need 30 subnets. We need 2,000 hosts now. That's a lot more. So how many bits are we going to have to borrow for the subnets? Well, we need 30 subnets, so we just have to borrow 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. It's going to give us 32 addresses. And how many we got here? 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048. And I use my fingers to count that. So subnet zero, remember we got 2048. How many times does 25 go into 2,000? Huh? Does it go 4 times? No, it goes about 8 times, doesn't it? 25 cents goes into $2 8 times. So now we've got the subnet here. We're starting out with zero in the third octet. It goes all the way down to 7. That means zero counts as a number. So there's eight subnets here, and each one of them gets 255. And if you got 8 subnets and each one gets 255, that's your 2,048. So if subnet zero is going to have 2,048 addresses, and that's the way they'll be numbered. You'll have an address 185.15.0.1, 185.15.0.2, 185.15.0.3, 4, 5, and so forth and so on. Here's subnet one. Remember there's 8, wait, and we ended up with 8 over here. So now we're going to start with eight. We ended up with 7 over here. We're going to end up with 8, start with 8 on the other side. And that'll go down to 15. Then the next subnet will go six, start with 16. We ended up 15 here. It'll start with 16 and go down to 23. And the last address will be 185.15.255.255. Then you'll be at the end. You have an address of 185.15.0.0. You need at least 10 subnets and 4,000 addresses. Now this time we need 10 subnets. So how many bits are we going to borrow? 2, 4, 8 is not enough. We need 10 subnets. So we have to borrow one more. That's going to give us 16 subnets. We're wasting them. We only need 10. So we're going to waste 6 subnets. How many hosts are we going to have on each one? 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096. It's going to give you 4,096 addresses on each one of those 16 subnets. Subnet one, now we're right now subnet zero, we're going to have to go 16 times now, not eight. The first one goes down eight, okay. But this is still subnet zero because we have to go how many times? We got to go eight here and eight here, 16. So we've got 16 times we have to go here. So this one starts at zero and ends up with 15. And the last address will be 185.15.255.255. Here's subnet one using the same scenario. We ended up previously with 15. So now we're going to move over to the next subnet one. It starts with 16. It goes all the way down, keeps going. This is all subnet one. This whole thing is subnet one because we need 16 addresses there, 16. There's subnet two, starts 15. It started with 32. We ended up with 31. And that was all for subnet one. Now we're going to start on the next subnet. This is the very next subnet. Subnet two starts with 32 and goes over to down to 47 and so forth and so on. You're just ticking over your numbers like a speedometer is what you're doing. The address of 185.15.0.0, 250 networks, 250 hosts. That should be easy, right? If you need 250 networks, 250 hosts, 185. This is 185, and that's the 15. Here's our host bits we're going to borrow from. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 250. So 255 hosts were there and 255 here. 255, excuse me, networks or subnets and 250 host addresses. And it will look like this. Subnet 0 is going to go from 0. Subnet 1 is going to go all the way from 0 255 and the host addresses. Here it goes from, this one starts with 1 from 0 to 255. And the next one will be 2 from 0 to 255. Take a minute and look at this and try to digest it and understand it. The last address will be 185.15.255.255. Are there any questions on basic classful subnetting? Because you really understand this concept because you're faced with it all the time. You're always dealing with addresses. And you'll get so good with this, you'll start doing them on the top of your head. You'll be able to do them off the top of your head. You'll find that it's that it's pretty easy for you. But remember that when we were talking about networks, if you have a network like this, let's say you got a network here with a router and it goes to another router, and then they got this network here, it's got like a hub or something, go for other computers. And if you got 16 or 24 addresses in each subnet, let's say each subnet has 16 addresses. Well, that's okay here. 16 is okay here, but you're wasting a lot. You only need four addresses here, so you're wasting a bunch of addresses. So that's where the thing comes in, variable length subnet mask, which is really the way most people subnet today. This is to give you the basic understanding of classful. And now we're going to talk about VLSM, variable length subnet mask. Here's the topology of basic. We got a building A has 25 hosts in it. Building B has 20. Building C has 15 and you have 28. But you need a network for between the buildings, between the routers. And they only have two here on each of them, two links. In addition to the two links, you also need a broadcast and the subnet address, but you have two host addresses here on each of these. And here's how many hosts you have here. On here, you actually have two hosts, which means you have four addresses because you have the broadcast and the network. I know this is redundant for some of you, but I for some of you, it's not. That's why I'm repeating it. So if you need two hosts here, you need a host here and a host here. You also have to have a network and a broadcast address for this. So if you look at the traditional way of subnetting, excuse me, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 8 subnets. Each one has 30 hosts. But we don't want to waste so many addresses in between those when you're going between routers. So I can take one of those subnets, this one right here, and I can subnet that, subnet the subnet, to make smaller subnets. And you do that by changing the CIDR on the end of it. And I'll show you how we do that. Using a classful addressing, we should borrow 3 bits for the network, which would give us 8 subnets, okay? The remaining 5 bits would be turned into host addresses, giving you 32 addresses. It's a waste of addresses because you don't need 32 on each one. This is what I'm just explaining to you before. You only need 2 in here. And you don't need 32 here either. You don't need 32 here. You don't even need 32 in any address, anyone. I'm going to show you how you overcome that. The first thing you do when you're doing VLSM, you find out how many hosts you need. First, how many networks you need, but then how many hosts do you have to have on each of the subnets. In this case, we need 28 hosts here, 28, 7 hosts here, 2 hosts here, and 14 hosts on this clip. And here they are, 14, 28, 2, 7, and 28. Each one of those networks and how many hosts you need on each one. Now, what you need to do is, class A supports, you want to take, class A is 28. The subnet mask there is 240. Here it's 224, 252, 240. It's a little confusing. An easier way to do this would be use a CIDR, use a slash on the end, how many bits we need. And that's what we're going to do when we subnet a subnet. First thing you do is you put them in order according to, let's see if I've done that here. Okay, let's just showing you what we're doing here. On the class B network, it's 28 hosts, okay? On the class E network, is also 20. So first thing you do is you put them in order by the biggest one to the smallest one. So this one first, this class B is 28, and then class E is 28. What's the next one down from that? It's class A, which is 14. And then that next one is D is 7, and then C is only 2 networks. So this is the way it looks in binary. If you were to do it, you got 3 networks, then you got 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So we got 32 addresses. We're okay there. Over here, we got 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. We need 32 addresses for this one. And here you got 2, 4, 8, 6. We're only going to get 16 here. And here it's 2, 4, 8, 16 here. These are 32. And this one here would be 2, 4. It's only going to be 4 addresses. So 4 addresses for this last one, and we do that by just doing the slash. You simply say slash 27, and that will give you, if we put slash 27, it's 24, 25, 26, 27. And that will give you 32 bits, two, right? If you take the next address, which is E, computer E is 28 also. So that's also going to give you have 32 there. So start with 30. We're going to end up with 33 because we need the network and the broadcast. And then you just keep going down the line. You only change the address by putting slash on the end, doing this, they call it CIDR, C-I-D-R. Now the one way to do this, it can confusing to do that, you put them all in order, especially when you have a lot of subnets. You have a ton of them. Then you have trouble, but everybody uses VLSM. That's what people use it. And when you go to second semester, you'll be using VLSM. And it's really simple and easy. In fact, probably your hands-on final will be using VLSM. But there's a way you can get around that. We can get around that by using a subnet calculator. And you can get that subnet calculator. Here's how it works. Yeah, the subnet address is 201.15.15.0 and it's slash 27. That's the biggest, to get the biggest number of addresses, we go slash 27. So subnet A needs 14 addresses. Subnet B needs 2 addresses. C needs 7 addresses. D needs 28 addresses. And E needs 28 addresses. It's just like the same thing we just looked at over here. How many addresses do I need on each of those subnets? Well, once you get all those in there, you put all those in there, you have to enter this number at the top, and then you enter all those. And if sometimes, like if you're doing, like say you have 10 subnets instead of, here we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so we only have 5. But if we had 10, you just put 10, and there's a button down here to change subnets, and it would add 10 more lines to that. The subnet calculator is on the internet. You can use it whenever you want to, and you can use it on the final exam too if you need to. Now, when I use it on, when I do the calculation, this is what it comes up with. This is the answer it comes up with. We took 201.15.50/20, so we need 30 hosts. Your subnet needs 79 hosts. So here we go. Subnet 428, okay. The name of this 428, I just gave these goofy numbers, but the first subnet we needed 28. You got 28 hosts here. You're gonna have 30 hosts available. So only two unused hosts you're gonna use on that first subnet. This is the network address, and it would be /27. And this would be the subnet mask. And here's your range, it'll go from 1 to 30. Got it? The broadcast will be 31. The next subnet also needs 28 hosts. There'll be 30 of them will be available. You're gonna not gonna use two of them. So the network address will be 201.55.32. We ended up with 31 over here. So this one starts at 32. It's also a /27. 255.255.255.224. It's the same as this because we borrowed that, how many bits we borrowed. That will go from, the host range will go from 33 to 62, and 63 will be the broadcast. So the next subnet, we only need 14 addresses. We don't need 28 anymore. So in this case, instead of going /27, we're gonna go /28, okay? You need 14 hosts. So the greater the number of hosts, when this number increases, /28, you're actually putting more numbers in the host part and less in the network part. So this is gonna give you 14 hosts available, 14 hosts. Nothing will be unused, everything will be used. That's a good one. And then it will end up, because you ended up with 63 over here, you'll start with 64 here. And then this goes /28. And then the subnet mask is 240 this time. And it goes 65 to 78, and 79 is the last number. So now the next number only needs 7 subnets. So in that case, we put a /28. Again, /28 will give you 14 subnets. This time we're gonna not use 7 of them. We needed fewer subnets there. But you go through and number them just like you did before. You'll end up with 95 as a broadcast. You'll bring that over, and 96 will be the first address. Now, on this last one, this is the one that goes between the routers. This one right here. And so that way, you only need two. You need address here, you need address here. You only need two of them. So in that case, you just go /30. We had 32 addresses. So if we go /30, and we're going to use 30 of those, that leaves two left over for the host part, because we're using the 30 for the network part. The host part has two. What is this number? 2, 4. It's going to give you 4 addresses. And that's what you need when you're going between a router. You're going to have two addresses, address here, an address here, and a subnet address, and a broadcast address. So that's the way you're going to have it on there. Did I lose anybody? Hello?
No, you didn't lose us.
Okay. Now, the way to do that and the way to look at it is this way. We've taken here, this is showing a graphical way of looking at what we just looked at before. You had 8 subnets, go from 0 to 7 is 8. 8 subnets. We're just gonna take one of these subnets here and subnet that. And this is how it will look. This start went to 192.168.20.19. Okay, started at 192.168.20.27. Now this one, it started at 192. So the first address over here is gonna be 192, but what do we change here? This says /27, this says /30. So with /27, you're gonna get more host addresses than you're gonna get over here. With /30, right, you only have 2 bits left. This is 30 bits right here. So you're only gonna have 2 left, and that will give you 4 addresses, 2, 4. So the first address is 192.30. I only need 2 addresses, so the next one's gonna go 192, it's gonna go to 96, because look, it's jumping by 4 each time. 2, 4 more is 6, 4 more is 10, you understand? So it goes 4 each time. So the next one is 0, and 204, 208, 212, 216, 220. Each one is going to jump by four addresses. Is this making sense? Did I lose anybody? It doesn't make sense, and I'm not losing anybody. Hello? Am I talking?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
I never know if I'm talking to myself because I don't get much feedback. I'm afraid that my fear is that I'm being too complicated and you're not understanding what I'm saying. So every once in a while, say something and let me know you understand it, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just paying attention to everything.
Okay, so when you look at it, you get the VLSM and you just have to go get the VLSM calculator, and actually have a link for it on our webpage, and I'll show you where that is in a minute. And I'll show you on the webpage. We have a link for that on the webpage, so you can bring it up anytime you want to and play with it on our webpage. Put some addresses in there and see how it comes out, okay? You need to do that because you really need to be up on the VLSM when you're ready for the final and for semester two. Let's talk a little bit about hexadecimal. I've talked to you about it before, so it shouldn't take too long, but the reason I need to go over and make sure you understand hexadecimal is because that's what we're going to talk about when we come back on Thursday. We're going to deal with IP version 6, and it's all hex. So there's binary, hexadecimal, binary, hexadecimal. 15 is F, and then over here is 10 is 1010 is in binary is 10, okay? You really only have four positions you have to worry about when you're working with hexadecimal numbers, that it's a 1, 16, 256, and 4096. 1 times 16 is 16, 16 times 16 is 256, 256 times 16 is 4096. So it's a base 16 numbering system. So let's say you want to convert a binary number to a hex number. That happens all the time. This is what it might look like, and you might want to convert it to a hexadecimal number. Well, how am I going to do that? You break it up into fours. You break it up into fours, groups of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? So the first one here, we'll start on this side. The first one is 0001. Okay? So what is 0001? It's a one. If you look at these four numbers, how do they go? They go 1, 2, 4, 8. So this next one is going to be 2 plus 1. So that's a number 2. This next one is 4 and all zeros. So that's going to be a 4. Excuse me. That's going to be a 4. The next one is 4 and 1. It's a 5. The next one is all ones. That's F on the hexadecimal scale. Remember, 15 is F. 7, if you actually factor these out, it'd be 4, 2 or 6, and 1 is 7. So that's a 7. This one here is, it's going to be 8 and 4 are 12. That's a D. Or excuse me, that's a C. And then this is 9. 8 and 1 is 9. There it is. So this long number here, we can express it as a hexadecimal number in a very few characters. And when you get up into the billions of addresses, that's why we use hex. It's very easy. So this long number in binary is this number in hexadecimal. And you just break it up into groups of four and then start calculating each individual 41. Usually when you see 0x, that means the next number is a hexadecimal number that follows. That's why you can tell it's a hex number. Now here's an example. I want to change this into a decimal number. Take the hexadecimal number, change it to a decimal number. Remember I told you have four numbers you have to worry about. So in this case, it's got 4 times 16 to the third power. So 4 times 16 to the third power, let me just go over here and show you this way. So the number is 3F4B. This is an easier chart to show. It's going to be 3 times, what's the number as? 4096. Remember, it goes 1, 16. Let me show you where I showed you. There it is. 1, 16, 256-4096. You only need the four numbers. So it's 1, 16, I'm forgetting the number, 256, and 4096. Four numbers. So 3 times 4096 is the first one, because there's a 3, it's in that position. It's in the 4096 position. Let me write that a little more clearly. 4096, 256, 16, and 1. So this is in this position here. It's in this position. This 3 is in this position. So three, it's going to be 3 times 4096. That equals 12,228. Now the next number in there is F, and that means 15. So it's going to be 15 times 256. That's going to be 3,814. The next number is in here. It's in the 16 number space. So it's 4 times 16. That's 64. And this is in this B. What's B in 1 times B is 11, because B is in the 11 spot in hexadecimal. So 1B, that's 11. So whatever spot it's in, that's what it is. Add these up. It's 16,203. So the decimal number for 3F4B is 16,203. Is there anything else you'd like me to go over? I don't want that. Anything further you'd like me to go over here? Okay. And I need to stop recording. I'm not completely familiar. I use so many different. There it is here.